Okay, since you just mentioned it about you're not able to put formulas in, then all these this information that we talk about, you can give me a. Once we're done, you can put a text file on the desktop with the instructions, and you can tell me verbally here, and then I can go put them in myself. That's fine. But since we're talking about it, if you go to the Mom's Hybrid Brain Stack tab, you'll see in there's sheets titled, for example, NAD plus Pen and MOTC calculator and Cerebralisin calculator and Retatrutide and so on. These are all my peptide calculators. I'm sure you can see they all have their own figures in there, and they all figure out how many units of a insulin syringe according to whatever liquid added to the peptide I need to give Mom of that product. Of course, this changes because I just bought a peptide. The MOTC peptide is the current one is a 20 milligram peptide, when the last one was 10. And the last time I added, I think it was, it was 2 milliliters of water. And the desired dose was still the same, you know, so it adjusted the units. So basically the reason I'm saying this is on the improved Tony suggestions, rather than having the dose 1 milligram or 1 or 2 milligrams or 300 milligrams oral and whatever. Well, the 300 milligrams, that's alpha GPC. That wouldn't change. But any of the peptides, if we could have those records somewhere where I could update them as we get new peptides, different sizes, different mixtures, that the dose would tell me how many units that I need to administer, not how many milligrams she's going to receive.